Walking Alone and Marching Together, a history of the organized blind movement in the United States, 1940 to 1990.
Table of Contents, narrated by Ronald B. Meyer. Acknowledgements. Prologue, A Story Never Told. Introduction, The Dark Ages and the Dawn of Organization. Chapter 1, Mobilization and Momentum, The Founding. Chapter 2, Growth, Harmony, and the Fight to Organize. Chapter 3, Civil War, Disunity and the Road to Recovery. Chapter 4, Democracy in Transition, The Second Generation. Chapter 5, Progress and Power, The First Jernigan Presidency. Chapter 6, Restoration, The Beginning Years of the Second Jernigan Presidency. Chapter 7, Culmination, The Concluding Years of the Second Jernigan Presidency. Chapter 8, The Third Generation and the Maurer Presidency. Chapter 9, Global Vision, The Federation on the World Scene. Chapter 10, Sheltered Workshops and Blind Alleys. Chapter 11, Bankruptcy of a System, The Politics of Accreditation. Chapter 12, On the Record, The Evolution of the Braille Monitor. Chapter 13, A People's Movement, Communication, Communion, and Community. Epilogue, As the Twig is Bent, Unto the Fourth Generation. Appendix A, Newell Perry, Teacher of Youth and Leader of Men. Appendix B, Who Are the Blind Who Lead the Blind? Appendix C, Constitution of the National Federation of the Blind, 1940. Appendix D, Constitution of the National Federation of the Blind, 1990. Appendix E, National Convention Sites, 1940 to 1990. Appendix F, The Federation at 50. Appendix G, From the 50th Year. A note about footnotes. Several speeches reproduced in the print book have scholarly footnotes appended. These footnotes were not indicated when these speeches were delivered, but the book version would not be complete without them. They will be read at the end of the speech, following a brief quotation from the text to which they refer.